Could you describe what Trollope's election to the Garrick in 1861 meant to him?
Trollope says something about the Garrick which is very revealing. He said that the Garrick Club was the first assemblage of men at which I felt myself to be popular.
Yes.
And there's an extraordinary meditation in the autobiography about how he'd never been popular. He said he'd never had any friends at school. He was desperate for friendship. He didn't belong. And coming to London and getting into the world of clubs, especially the Garrick, was, according to what he says, and the first time in his life that he felt he belonged to a world of supportive men. Men who were friendly to him, people like Thackeray, people like Tennyson, people like Millais. It was such men that Trollope liked to surround himself with. They supported him not just intellectually, but personally. I mean, he was a man who clearly needed a kind of personal support group.
Trollope might, I think, have agreed with the often quoted view that a novelist should suffer as much as his heart can take without breaking. All his life he knew himself to be, in essence, an outsider. And however hard he presented a bluff, bombastic exterior, the fearful boy longing to be liked lived on inside him. Yet the fearful boy is probably what made him the writer he was, the writer whose empathy and intuition I, in my braver moments, dare to aspire to.
He fulfills, I think, one of the high functions of the novel, and this is where he's quite close to George Eliot in a way. She said that the great novelist is a person with sympathy rather than hostility. He is a writer who intends sympathy for the human, and for the human in all dimensions, good and bad, success, failure, and so on.
The point of this intense sympathy is, as P.D. James says, that it leads to a truth that we can all recognise.
For me, Trollope provides always in all the novels that essential truth. We have truth of description, truth of character, human truth as to men and women.
And what's important about that truth is that it's timeless. Trollope's men and women may dress and speak and conduct themselves differently from us, but what they long for and hope for and dread is exactly the same. Just try reading a Trollope novel. Orley Farm, The Way We Live Now, The Eustace Diamonds, Can You Forgive Her? And you'll see what I mean.
At the end of the book, you will feel you have had a reading experience that has changed your perception of how we live. And that is a very remarkable thing for a Victorian novel to be able to do.
P.D. James, ending Trollope on Trollope, which was presented by Joanna Trollope and produced by Rebecca Stratford.